You are listening to the Cigar Noise Boys.
I don't know what I'm thinking about really living with you. It feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you?
Kendrick Lamar.
No, but we'll talk about that afterwards because we did that last week. Senorita by Justin Timberlake.
Oh, JT.
I don't know what I'm thinking about really living with you. Yeah. Hey, Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef. I don't really know what's going on, so maybe you can explain it to me better than the students. But did it start after we did a Kendrick song last week?
I don't think that's why.
Is that a coincidence, or is there a cause and effect relationship there? Might be a correlation.
Maybe we put it in.
I hope Drake's not a listener.
You what?
So I hope Drake isn't on the list.
Oh. Drake, I'm on Team Drake. I just like Drake. I mean, I like them both a lot, but the out of the Brandon, we should have Brandon on because Brandon's super. He's got a lot at stake here, but as far as who put out the best, like most listenable song, it's Drake, and it's Family Matters, where he has three different change-ups in the song. The last verse he does, it's like Kendrick just opened his mouth. Somebody better hand him a Grammy right now. Like that one is fucking dope. So I've been listening to that, just that end verse. I've listened to it a few million times. But I don't, we don't have the premium one anymore, so I don't know how long we can record for anymore. I don't know. Fucking bugs everywhere.
Wait, we don't have premium Zoom?
I don't think so. I think it might expire this month.
Well, let me know and we'll, dang it. Okay.
Well, remember, yeah, we lost, well, we gained once, we got El Dandy.
Yeah, I just texted him because I totally forgot because he wanted to sponsor another month. Hey, El Dandy, thank you. I'm waiting currently for a text back to read a sponsor ad, so we'll see if that flies in.
Yeah, we can give him a shout-out nonetheless.
Yeah, I'm smoking a cigar from him right now.
Oh, the pirate one?
No, the God of Fire.
Oh, the
2019?
The red or black one? The tube.
The red tubo.
Okay, I like the black one better. I think it's Connecticut Broadleaf.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, El Dandy. We'll probably please text me back soon. Yeah, so I didn't know we lost our Skype. Or what? This is Zoom, not Skype. Those were the olden days. We were podcasting when Skype was still around.
Yeah, we were.
So we can tell people.
It seemed like it was harder, though, right? God damn, there's mosquitoes
it's
everywhere.
Always hard. What other songs do you only listen to partially? Because you're saying you only listen to like that third change up in the Drake song?
Dude, I'm going to have to get Bug Spray real quick, dude. This is bad. I'm getting eaten up. One sec.
All good. Dude, I can see them on the screen. It's a high-def computer. Caught in 4K Ultra, high-def, HD. Senorita was a spelling vocab word for eighth grade this week. That was the inspiration for the song of the day. Song of the week, more like song of the month. I missed the last week podcasting. Story about it. Hey. Shout out to our Canadian listeners. Except for Drake, you suck.
Okay. I would say man, they're getting my cankles the worst. Usually bugs don't bother me.
Did you spray yourself or just the area around you?
I sprayed myself a lot.
Okay.
I sprayed myself inside the house and then outside. We just went camping, so we got a whole bunch of... We have a big candle.
Did you bring them back from the camping trip?
Maybe. No. Yeah, we went camping about an hour outside of San Antonio called Gardner State Park. And I'm not a camp. Okay. This was my second time ever camping. And it wasn't bad. We were right next to an indoor shower, indoor bathroom. Yeah, I brought my Blackstone grill. Everybody said it was a game changer. But they told Elisa that. They didn't tell me that because they didn't want my head to get bigger than it already was. But that Blackstone is legit.
Did you stay in a tent or a camper?
Tent.
Or a house? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if I consider that camping or not. I think you're still camping.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't shower when I camp.
Ew.
It's just something I've always done. Like, if I want to get cleaned up, got to jump in the lake. I'm never camping in, like, wintertime, so that's not a problem.
Do you bring, like, soap into the water, or you just use the water to rinse?
Oh, just the water.
Ew, dude, that's nasty. How long do you go? How many days do you go?
Camping. It's, I would usually go, like, 5 days, but I was younger, so that's, like, prepubescent. Yeah. Now, with my brothers, it's 3 days.
Yeah.
So it's not bad.
I mean, I usually shower twice a day, but camping, I only showered once a day. But yeah, it was
because in Africa, I don't have water, and you're showering over here twice a day.
I have to. It's hot out, and
I get it. Texas.
Yeah, it's and I smoke a ton, so like I have to. So I shower. Obviously, I got to shower before I go to bed. I don't want to go to bed all smoky and sweaty. But then, so I'll take a shower at like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, and then I wake up at 5 a.m. and I take a shower at 5:15 a.m. So it's like it's been like 6 hours, and I just went to bed. But if I don't shower in the morning, I'm already grumpy in the morning. If I don't shower in the morning, I can't even function.
And so I got a lot of flack for my going to bed routine.
What was it again?
I think was that Norberto on this podcast when you're talking about a post cigar routine. Maybe it was.
Hmm.
And I said I didn't really do much. So I've started cleansing my face with a pad of witch hazel.
I don't know what that is.
So, oh, dang, it's another spelling word. It tightens everything up, cleans the pores, gets the oil off.
There you go.
Anyway, that's my new routine. Well,
the bugs aren't searching my cankles anymore.
That's good. You're going to have to shower, though, again to get the spray off.
Yeah, I plan on
it. Did you listen to the Sultans?
I got about 10 minutes left.
Okay. This, I think it was earlier on. It wasn't even one of the main topics.
Mm.
But they mentioned how the locals that go to locals that go to a cigar lounge are different from the locals that go to a cigar bar. And life update, I think I mentioned last time, I'm training and starting to work at a cigar bar now. I'm not leaving Ohlone. I'm just going to be jumping back and forth when shifts open. This summer when I'm not teaching, I should have a lot of shifts. So I'm learning how to pour beer or drink. And my second shift officially is in 2 days, Friday. Ooh. The first one was Monday and there was nobody in. No one going to the bar, cigar bar on a Monday. But we'll see. I don't know what the clientele is like. I will report back. But I know you worked a cigar bar for a little bit.
Yeah. So my thing is, so I didn't even work the good nights. Like, I mean, I would work Monday through Friday, but Fridays I was done by 4. And then Mondays and Wednesdays I closed. But what I did is, like, I turn Wednesdays into, like, the night to come to Havana, like, to, you know, I would play R&B music. So, like, Monday and Wednesday nights, for what's typically a slow night, I would make really good tips because I would try to make, like, let people know, hey, I'm working every Wednesday. Come in. I'm working every Wednesday. Open till midnight. We'll play music. We'll hang out. It's going to be fun. So I did well, you know, even though like the chicks would work, you know, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, I would still make more tips than them because,
you're a hot boy.
Yeah. Cause well, I was friendly and I'd make people laugh and I'm knowledgeable, and I would I provide a good service. Like, I was always ready to give them a refill, you know. But yeah, it's you really, I mean, if you kind of you work hard, you'll make more money, you know. I liked it. I kind of miss tending bar. I remember my grandpa was so proud because he used to own a bar, or he used to work at a bar. I mean, so he was proud that I was working at a cigar bar. But I like
currently. So they're still, or I think the change of ownership has happened, but not since I've been back in. But as it was, there was no shift cigar for the employee.
Mm.
And that was like, oh no, that's like the one reason I do it, is to try something new that came in the shop.
Yeah.
But I think that will be changing, or might have already changed. I'll find out Friday. But I get a Coke if I want a Coke. But I don't drink a lot.
Can you drink as much as you want? Non-alcoholic?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to do that.
I know. I'm just, I mean, you know.
Like, how do you use a bathroom with a full bar? I don't even know how busy it's going to get.
Okay.
We gotta breathe some life into it. I need to become a cult of personality.
Oh, yeah. And I think I told you I'm coming to San Jose next month.
You did. I wrote it down on my phone. And I'm doing a vacation the week up until the weekend. So I'm hoping I'm back to hang out with you, I think, Sunday. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to do like a dinner, like a couple dinner. We'd bring the baby if we did that, or just you and me if we can get away. But now there's two lounges we could go to, and they're very far apart. We'll figure it out. It's a while to go.
Man, my head's pounding. So what do you think of that cigar you're smoking?
I know it's very expensive. Yeah. I don't remember how much. I don't think it's worth the price point for an expensive cigar. It's not bitter. It's just not, doesn't give me the punch that I want or the flavor profile. And I still don't even know what profile I'm into. Based on the reviews, they're all over the place. And the other reviewers say the same. They don't know what I'm into. That's okay. But I'll have to smoke the black and see if I agree with you. The broadleaf is better. Oh, also, listeners, if anything sounds different, I'm recording from my phone, so I can smoke a cigar in my car.
And your internet is probably better on your phone than it is using Wi-Fi.
Well, I'm using Wi-Fi on my phone.
Whose Wi-Fi are you using?
The front of the houses, which is too far from my bedroom to reach.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Go ahead.
I've done podcasts just using my data on my phone, you know.
Yeah. I'm not using the mic that we paid for with our podcast money. I'm not using the camera that we paid for with the podcast money.
I forgot you bought a camera.
Yeah. And we're not using Zoom that we stopped paying for apparently with podcast money. So I think that means we have an hour limit, but how do you even get a link then? Is it still free under an hour?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. We always
are you keeping hydrated? Got a headache?
Today I didn't. No, I was actually sick. Or I'm still am sick, so I didn't go to work today. Yesterday was the last 2 days were a struggle, but I made sure to, yesterday I hydrated. I drank a lot of water, and I add this little like electrolyte stuff to it.
Me too. What brand?
Oh, well, you'll laugh. It's called Squincher.
Okay. Yep.
So Squincher is a lot of like companies use them. Like, they'll give you popsicles and these little electrolyte things And I think you get them from, like, when you order from a site called Grainger. I think they give you, you can order from there. And it's like, it always says, like, I've seen memes where it's like, yo, if your job gives you squincher popsicles, that means they're going to be working you. So our job, we have a branded cooler for squinchers, but I like them. They taste better than Gatorade, the Gatorade mixers. But they make a tea and lemonade one I like, and then they make a fruit punch. I love the fruit punch. So, but
are the popsicles for kids or adults too?
They're for adults. They're for hydration.
Adults eat popsicles?
We go through 1 million pounds of them a year at Southwest or major U.S. airlines. We have a cooler, a freezer. You've never had a manual labor, a blue collar job, so you don't.
I worked maintenance.
What?
At a nursing home and then at the college.
Blue collar.
That's not blue collar maintenance.
Oh, nursing home. I thought you were like a
diet. What about aid. Does a liquor store cashier count?
Mm-mm.
That's not really blue collar. That's just like. Sad.
So anyways, yeah, so it's like a popsicle, like a flavor aid or whatever, and then they make it's made for to keep you hydrated. But yeah, they've they started to provide us with those popsicles and then bottled water, so we pound, I don't even know how many cases of water a day, but they've been really stressing that, because there's been a few people who've died from the heat, not in Austin, but like in other places. So I know, like, UPS finally got air conditioning in their trucks. So, like, we have Provo trucks, you know, to Provo the planes, and they don't have air conditioning in them. So I think they're going to put air conditioners in them. They're brand new trucks. So they took the air conditioners out of them because it's just too costly to maintain them. So. But on Monday, I worked a double, and Tuesday, I worked a double. Monday, I was in the bins, I was sweating bullets, man. I was wearing undershirt, and I don't know why I wear long sleeves. I wear long sleeves because the sun will mess up your skin, man. And I have a little hat I wear, but I was drenched in smoke, or sweat. But, today I did a poor job with hydration. And then I told you I had to go to the emergency room a few weeks ago with my stomach. And then my stomach is still, they told me to go see a GI specialist because there's something's not right. So hopefully I can get that fixed.
Did you post on Instagram today? Okay, because I was wondering, like, if people see that you stayed home because you're sick and then you're smoking a cigar, they're going to think that you're not sick. They don't get it.
No, I mean, yeah, you can be sick and smoke a cigar.
They don't understand.
They don't know.
This is a hobby.
This is not a hobby.
It's a lifestyle. Or life. Yeah.
So. But anyways, you want to know what I'm smoking?
What are you smoking? Yeah, what are you smoking?
Roma Craft.
Is that Maestranza?
Yeah. The Maestranza.
Am I saying that? Say it correctly, please.
How do you say it again?
I said Maestranza, but I don't remember.
Maestranza, yeah.
There's some vowels.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Yeah, it's really good, man. It's I mean, I don't want to say too much, but there was a Half Wheel article, and it did say it has a San Andreas wrapper. And it's really good. It's because I've been on like a mild to medium kind of how's it going?
Been on a Nate kick?
Yeah. So like even some of the Neanderthals I've been having have been a little too strong for me. But it happens. Mm-hmm. I go in and out of strong, and you know, now I'm just on a Connecticut kick and medium body kick. And you know, Skip's in town, so he gave me some Cro-Magnon Pennsylvania, and I brought them camping, and that's the only cigar I smoked when I was camping. Those Cro-Magnon are smoking so good right now. And they were Segundos, and they were smoking so good. And then these Mastranzas, I've been craving them. They are so good. And the price point, man. I didn't know how much they were gonna be. And then I saw the price. I'm like, yeah, this is gonna be like, and they come in 40 count boxes. I don't know if you guys saw that, but it's like I think it's 9, 11, and 12, or 9, 10, and 11. But yeah, and then guys, you know how Skip's attention to detail is next level. Look up the Vitola names and read about that stuff. It's an interesting branding on it. So you know, and so it's, I'm really excited to see how everything comes out. He showed me some mock-ups of the branding. You know, I mean, obviously the first run, or they're making that little box press guy that's going to be the Marquette series that will come out this summer. And then in the fall, I believe the core line is coming out. So the cigars are great, and it's kind of like the sister to Wonderlust in a way, because it's a U.S. exclusive. It won't be going to
right.
Germany because of the trademark. Somebody in Europe has the trademark.
I think it's Fairfell.
Yeah. Did it say that in
I thought that was on Half Wheel.
Okay.
I think so. When does a box become a chest? Because you said it's a 40 count box.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean,
50 the magic number?
Huh?
I said it's 50 the magic number for it to become a chest.
Well, I don't know.
Does it have to do with the orientation of the cigars, if they're vertical or horizontal?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Well, I don't think it's a good question. I think it's a dumb question. I don't think.
Oh, it's a good. It's a question with no answer.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, dude, it's funny how there's so many people in the industry and a cigar industry, and there's not. I don't know. It's just what I was trying to say is the run that's Roma's on right now with the Volstead, the Marquette stuff, Be So Horny, no, the new Cro-Magnon.
Scenario.
Yeah, I mean, dude. And that's the thing. It's like, for those who don't know Skip, he is a dude. He's kind of like, I'm not at that level where I, like, if I'm into something, I get obsessed about it and I try to learn everything about it. And So if you send a guy like that to Nicaragua and he's been there 12 years, like, the amount of knowledge he has is fucking insane. And I was asking him about it. When they started the pre-industry stuff, I'm like, did you just like throw yourself into it? He's like, well, I've been down here for 12 years, so I've been always learning about that. But when we were talking about starting our pre-industry, then I really, like, you know, because it's like, how do you just go from one day you have some tobacco in your factory to next day you have three or four bodegas and you're like, and you know, you fuck up, that's thousands, tens of twenties of thousands of dollars, you know, in pull-ons that can be messed, you know. And I'm really like, dude, I'm just I'm really excited to keep seeing the stuff that Roma comes out with. And because it's I didn't think I would love a Sumatra cigar as much as I love the Volstead and then the Quinquagenario, you know. And then, you know, if you would have told me I would like a Pennsylvania broadleaf better than Connecticut broadleaf on a cigar, That new Cro-Magnon is dynamite, man. It doesn't, it's like I've told people, it's like a more refined Cro-Magnon. It's really, really good. So I don't know. I mean, and that's the thing is like when people ask me, it's like, what do you think of this new cigar? Like that Roma Craft came out with. I'm like, well, first of all, I'm biased, but even if I don't, whatever. But the stuff that's blended by that or that comes out of Nico Sueño, it's that's my profile. Like that's when like I tell a story, like I liked Roma Craft cigars before I knew Skip and Mike, you know. So
yeah,
it was just icing on the cake that they were good dudes, you know. There's not the probably if you were to tell me the cigar that I don't smoke a ton of, I probably smoke less than 20 of them a year, is probably the Whiskey Rebellion. But the EC, I love the EC, I love the BA, you know, and all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Aquitaine. I gotta buy more Aquitaine. I got a craving for it. I get these cravings for the Aquitaine, but I don't know. Rambling on. But yeah, the Maestranza is really good.
When the Maestranza comes out, I'm going to, like usual, put you on the spot and ask you to rank the last four releases, and you're probably going to tell me what's good about each one.
Yeah.
And not rank them.
No, but, I would rank them. Well, okay. Number one's, and I don't know, this is like, I don't know if because it's the newest one, but it's the Maestranza for me. Because
over the Volstead,
yeah, and I love the Volstead, but it's
okay.
It's, dude, it's like it smokes like a $20 Nicaraguan Puro. Like, it smokes, it's so smooth, and you know, it's a San Andreas Claro. And like one of my favorite cigars that have come out in the last few years has been the Olmec. I just bought a box of them, the Claros. And so this is a Claro wrapper. And I love San Andreas, man. Like the Visa Horny originally was San Andreas, you know. But this is my number one right now. Like, okay. I've been craving them, you know, and I probably smoked a few more than I should have, but. Yeah, they're fucking, it's dynamite, man. So I don't know how many, like, I like to collect shit. Like I have, obviously I have the El Nono is really good too. Because that's like in that medium bodied, range. But
I need to smoke another one. Cause I only have five cause I split with Triple B and then I gave one away. So I think I have three left, but I need to revisit.
Yeah, I have
saved one, them for 10 years from now when I forget about them.
I got one bundle and it's open because I opened it and smoked one, and then Hunter gave me a couple singles and I'm like, well, let me seal this puppy back up. So I sealed it up, and but yeah, I'm trying to collect one of all the Marquettes,
like a half wheel for a photo.
Yeah.
Like a display box.
Windows.
All right. Hey, shout out to our sponsor, El Dandy. El Dandy wants to remind you that Lanceros are for lovers. Hashtag try the Patina Lancero. Can I say this ad read doesn't reflect the opinions of show hosts? just kidding.
Yeah, I'm not a Lancero dude. It's weird because like I like the Weaselitos and those are Lancero cut in half, but
yeah. I saw some of those are being shipped to overseas to Europe. That's cool. Have we ever asked El Dandy to rank Lanceros, like top five on the market today?
We gotta get El Dandy back on.
Yeah, we do. We need to get everyone back on.
Yeah, but I almost asked Skip to, but I wasn't feeling good. And, yeah, we got to get.
We got to figure out Zoom first, and then we'll see how the audio works on this just on my phone.
Yeah. So I was at work yesterday, and a guy came up, and this is weird, but he came up to me, and he's like, "Hey man, what's your what cigar were you smoking the other day?" And I'm like, "Well, you don't really know me, but I smoke a lot of cigars." So I'm like, "It's probably Aroma." He's like, "Oh yeah, Aroma Craft." I'm like, "He's like, yeah." I'm like, "What's the last cigar you smoke?" He's like, "Yeah, man, I was in Maui, and my brother gave me a cigar. And it was really good." I'm like, "When was that?" He's like, "August 1st." He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "I just think it's so cool you smoke cigars." I'm like, "All right, man."
Didn't Maui burn down in August?
Maybe it was August before. I don't know.
He's trying to make friends.
I know. I was nice to him. I never met him before. Actually, the first time I met him, I was smoking a cigar, and it was hot out. And he came up to me. He's like, where's the bottle of water at?" And I'm like, "If it's not in the cooler, there's none out there yet." He's like, "Oh, man. Okay." And then he came up to me the next day. He's like, "Hey, what cigar were you smoking that day?"
Yeah, so it sounds like he was probably homeschooled.
Oh. I should ask him, "Hey, by chance, were you homeschooled?"
"Perchance, sir. Can you hear the sirens in the background? How much does this mic pick up? Because I haven't been muting myself, and I've got traffic going right by me."
No, but you have headphones on, so I don't. I'm worried about my audio and my background shit here.
I haven't heard the mosquitoes. I just see them.
Hmm.
So
wait, do you make more money at the bar?
The rate I think is the same, or maybe a little bit less, but tips are, because I really don't get tips at Ohlone. No one really tips there, and it's really comfortable though. Like everyone, all the usuals. I don't feel like I'm working really. You're just kind of hanging out. I think a cigar bar is gonna be different, but it'll be nice making the tip money.
Yeah,
because we don't even have at Ohlone, we don't have a POS where it asks you if you want a tip automatically. So it's all just cash tips at Ohlone, and that's why it's not much.
Yeah, Habana House had it, but they said they switched the system before they would get more tips. But it's awkward because people now are so anti-tips. Especially if you're not really like making a drink or bringing them food, you know, it's maybe if I helped them in the humidor, like I'm just ringing you up, man. It's like, I don't know. It's a weird thing, especially now people are so anti-tips because tipping culture is out of control right now.
Yeah.
You got any plans for Mother's Day? Your wife's first Mother's Day, right? Or second?
Yeah, we're going to... first, we're going to, after church, have her family over for like a little picnic and do a grill.
Nice.
Grill set.
Yeah, we're gonna go to San Antonio and hang out with...
I'm not familiar with San Antonio. I only know of San Antonio.
San Antonio. I love San Antonio. It's weird how it's an hour and a half away and it's so different than Austin. I was thinking about going down to Nicaragua on Sunday, but it's been so busy, you know. My mom's coming end of May. June, I'm going to San Jose. Just got back from Vegas, so maybe in the summer. Alex is going to be mad. I wanted to go every quarter, but it's just not, it's not feasible, man. And I got to start. So there's a guy at work and his girlfriend is Nicaraguan. And she was from a town about 2 hours from Esteli and they grow tobacco there. And Alex was telling me that the tobacco is kind of like Esteli tobacco. And people will try to pass off that tobacco as Esteli tobacco.
Oh.
And Alex was saying, you know what you should do we should try to get a pack of that tobacco and put it in a cigar and see, you know, and then you could, like, because not many people have used this tobacco. And or when mm-hmm. they do use it, they say it's Esteli Lajero. Like, some people will try to pass off Pennsylvania broadleaf as Connecticut broadleaf. So it would be cool to use that tobacco and then talk about a tobacco that no one's heard of. I've never heard of it. I've never heard of the city. I had to Google it. I don't remember the name of it. I have to check my messages. But I think
yeah, it's a good marketing strategy. But while we're talking about it, you as a master blender shouldn't be telling people that you just don't have the time to go to Nicaragua. You need to tell people the cigars are resting for extended periods of time. They're getting ready.
Well, first of all, I go to Nicaragua more than a lot of brand owners go to Nicaragua. I've done more. I've been in the trenches more than a lot of brand owners come down there and they chill at the factory and what, like, I've turned Palones. I've done a lot of different stuff. So I was
blue collared worker here.
Yeah, no. The funniest is when I was turning that Palone, there was like 8 of us, and then slowly but surely, everybody kept leaving, and before I knew it, I was working by myself. Like, yeah, we got this gringo. It was that was a funny story, but
teach a man to fish.
Yeah, but I texted you and Nathan.
I'll fish for you.
Yeah, I picked up. Your Mac will sleep soon unless plugged into a power outlet. Uh oh, what am I at?
I'm gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, let's go get the charger. But I was gonna say, my last purchase was I bought a box of Wise Man Corojo, Wise Man Maduro, Olmec Claro, and then a box of Cro-Magnon Mandible Pennsylvania.
That's a good haul. Foundation heavy. Nate, we also haven't had Nate on in like 2 years now.
It's really been 2 years?
I think so. Remember he asked and I looked it up. It's been a while.
Hot out, man. I'm not ready for this heat.
All right.
No.
Cool. Good talk.
All right. Feel
better. Hydrate. Eat some popsicles.
Popsicles. Look them up.
I'm not going to be just eating popsicles in class. I'm going to get fired.
Well, you're not. You don't have to. I mean, yeah, you're not out there sweating your sack off like I am.
That's true.
So hopefully with between working a bunch
in tech set.
Yeah. Working a bunch and going to the gym. Hopefully I can lose a little bit of this cheese belly. You know, people say beer belly.
Oh, don't.
That sounds weird.
I've never heard of that before.
I just made it up. I don't drink beer. So I don't have a beer belly. I got a food belly maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
My hair looks good though.
Yeah, it does. It looks freaking fresh.
Yeah.
Cool. Sweet. Next time, I'll talk about the humidor because it's a sad humidor, this new place.
Ooh.
But I'll jot down the brands that they carry, and we talk about the brands they don't carry.
How's Roma doing at Ohlone?
I still haven't been in a minute. I was in for Pipe Night on the week of their anniversary, and they had some Whiskey Rebellion on the shelf. They just got another chest of HNs, Neanderthals.
Yeah.
I think 2 or 3 SKUs of Intemperance EC. But, yeah.
They bring it in.
Got to get back in. It's almost summer.
How many more days of school?
I'll be smoking more. A month, so like 4 weeks. Getting ready for graduation.
How's the baby doing?
Baby's great. Happy baby. Not sleeping at night anymore. Went through a spell of eight hours at a time, but now waking up about 2 times a night. But Deborah's been getting up every time. She's letting me sleep because I'm going to work.
You want 10 of those things. 8, 7?
babies, not wives. No, that's a lot. Depends a lot. We'll see. We're saving up, but not for 10. Cheaper by the dozen. No thanks.
Yeah. All right.
I'm 1 of 5. That was a good number.
You want 5?
That's it. I think 5 is a good number. 6 would be a lot, but then you have 3 on 3. Of course, you can't really do 3 on 3 because the oldest is going to be like 10.
Well, I feel like after 3, after 2, with 3 is what, 5?
A long time to not have cigar money. All right. See you, man.
See ya.
Rock and roll. Keep those cigars on ice. Yeah!